Starting Secondary School, written by Michael Carr-Gregg and Sharon Witt, and read by Michael Carr-Gregg and Sharon Witt.
The journey begins here. The experience of secondary school is different for everyone. Your son or daughter is made up of 23 chromosomes from you and 23 from the person that you made them with. Throw in the genetic roll of the dice, their environment and upbringing, and you get a personality, disposition and temperament that is unique to your Year 7, not a carbon copy of you. As a result of this magical mix, for some, very few, the transition to secondary school is a breeze. We know quite a bit about these students, and they tend to have the following characteristics. 1. Impressive social skills. 2. Easy temperament. 3. At least average intelligence. 4. Attachment to family. 5. Independence. 6. Good problem-solving skills. But for most teens, this transition takes adjustment. As they move into Year 7, your child will have a lot to handle in a short space of time. Is it fun? Yes. All the time? No. But can it be fulfilling? Absolutely. The great news is that surviving and thriving in secondary school years is possible. Parents need to remember the golden rule in psychology. If you cannot change something, you can always change the way you think about it. So there are two ways your child can approach the transition to Year 7. In OMG mode, catastrophizing, awfulizing, it's going to be terrible, etc. Or alternatively, thinking of it as a strategy game where they and you need to equip themselves with the key competencies, inside knowledge, that will make this journey amazing. We always take great care to express to Year 7 students the importance of putting the whole year into a broader perspective. The words we always choose to get this point across are some that we think should be on parental repeat throughout the first year of secondary school, as it's a vital message that can be reinforced at home. Many millions of people have indeed not only survived, but have thrived through secondary school over the years. They have come out the other end better prepared for life and have made some awesome friends along the way. You will be okay. Remember, secondary school is not the be-all and end-all. In Australia, you've got to go. It's compulsory. So go ahead and give the experience your best. Most students will spend a maximum of 6 years in secondary school, less if they leave early to begin an apprenticeship or work, so this will only be a very small percentage of their entire life. It may seem like a long time while it's happening, but before you can blink, your child will be out in the workforce and living life on a much larger scale. So be positive. Parental attitude is so important. Helping them with homework, discussing their experiences at school, and your willing participation in school-based activities all indicate to your child that you are interested in and value their educational experience. I have been teaching secondary school students for the best part of 3 decades, which I regard as an absolute privilege and great fun most of the time. I've used my experience to inform the advice and stories in this book, which will help your child and you to get through these years. Enjoy this book and enjoy guiding your child in this next stage of their lives.